Charles Edward Cotton Jr. was arrested in October and charged with 4 counts of federal felony drug distribution. In the agreement, Cotton will plead guilty to all 4 counts. He admits to selling 112 grams of methamphetamines. In exchange, the 52-year-old Cotton will get a 10-year prison sentence and 10 years of supervised release. Without the deal, he could face up to 40 years in prison, a lifetime on supervised release, and $5 million in fines. On 4 different days in 2017, Cotton sold methamphetamine to people cooperating with law enforcement. The agreement says Cotton used a 1995 Harley-Davidson in the distribution of the drugs. He'll forfeit the motorcycle. The government seized the Northwind, a 34-foot cabin cruiser built in 1974, in the arrest, but it wasn't worth keeping. Harbormaster David Borg says City and Borough of Juneau impounded the boat for non-payment. It sank in early January. The city hauled it out of the water and later destroyed it. According to the agreement, Cotton was previously convicted in Missouri for the manufacture of a controlled substance. When Cotton was arrested in October 2017, he had a .45 caliber handgun in his vehicle and 391.9 grams of a drug mixture containing methamphetamine. A sealed addendum to the plea agreement was also entered April 4th. A change of plea hearing is tentatively scheduled for April 11th. Cotton's co-defendant in one count, Ricky Stapler Lisk, pleaded guilty in February. His sentencing is scheduled for October. In Juneau, I'm Trip J. Krause.